Lovers Lane is hiring at most locations for full and part-time key holders. I know there's always more to know, and we'll train you on everything. Apply online at loverslane.com or go to the location of your choosing to fill out a paper application.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Now through the end of the month, you receive 2x the points for frequent lovers. So if you're not enrolled yet, you can do so at loverslane.com or sign up in any of our locations.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lovers Lane.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Intimacy Advisor Podcast. My name is Haley. I'm a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online, and I'm the host of our wonderful podcast, the Intimacy Advisor Podcast, here with Lovers Lane. With today's episode, which I cannot even believe it, it is the 50th episode, and it's all about maybe something, hey, that you just don't want to admit, but could be real, and or, you know, maybe it's something you're just hearing about, but I mean, statistics are telling me that it's maybe something you've experienced in your life, and that is faking your orgasm, or maybe your partner's faking it. So truthfully, goal of this is to break this down, to help you all be honest and transparent with your partner about, hey, maybe why you're faking, how you're going to move forward from that, how to address the issue. Maybe hopefully even eliminate it from your life and, hey, replace it with real orgasms. So just a funny something that I'm thinking I want to add in here is how I'm kind of looking up these statistics, and especially for today, like big episodes, like I know that people will listen to this because it is something so real in everybody's life that affects so many people. So I'm looking up the estimate number of people that fake their orgasm, and it used to be something like maybe a year ago that was like 90-something percent. And then so just a few weeks later, I'm looking it up all over again. And now it's saying most people do it 4x a month. So that's roughly like, what, 20% of time that you're having sex or something like that? Here's what my problem is that happens to me. So maybe if I'm transparent with you all, it can encourage you to do the same with your partners. So I definitely relate to the 20% of the time thing, unfortunately. And for me, it has everything to do with my menstrual cycle. And especially like if me and my partner haven't been having sex that often, then I feel like you have to fake it to make them feel better, you know, because they're putting in so much work and you're both trying, but at one point, you know, it hits you that you're like, oh, it's not going to happen. And that's what I'm getting into here with your menstrual cycle. But how discouraging is that, like, sometimes for people to hear, especially when you're not having sex that often, that you just can't get there? And it's nothing in the thing that your partner's doing. Sometimes it is just your body. And you kind of accept it because you're like, yeah, I know, it's okay. But let's still enjoy your time. It's not that, even, you know, everyone always says sex is like pizza. Even if you're having bad sex, it's still better than no sex, right? Like bad pizza, no pizza. So what I'm saying is the thing that happens to me is at my cycle, when you are at peak ovulation, this goes for anyone that has a menstrual cycle, peak ovulation, your estrogen levels are at their very, very highest. And that's going to mean a lot more natural lubrication, easier excitement and arousal, and a higher libido around the week of your ovulation. And then, like a couple days before your period actually starts, you have the lowest level of estrogen. So your natural lubrication production is going to kind of lack. This also is why orgasm can either take a lot longer, or it's kind of just not possible here. But, you know, aside from our cycles and our bodies that sometimes just not allow us to orgasm, it kind of can lead to that fake because it's just so sweet. Like I'm saying, how your partner tries and tries. And I don't know, maybe I just don't have the heart to be like, hey, it's not you. It's hard to coach in the moment, okay? And I know that I'm always telling you guys, like, hey, we need to be transparent and honest, but the real deal is like, if you're not having sex that often and then you do and you can't reach orgasm, and it's just a feeling of emotion. But we need to unlearn some bad habits. So if it's not going to happen, the thing that always frightens me is that maybe your partner is going to get discouraged. Like, they are going to have a lesser fun time than you now, even if you can't get there, because they know that you can't. Like, I just want everyone to have a good time. That's all I'm trying to do, I guess. So anyway, all I'm saying is let's try to just not hurt anyone's feelings. And the people that maybe if you're the partner penetrating or something and a partner's coming to you and saying, it's not you, it's my body right now, I'm not going to be able to get there, then just be like, oh, okay, well, do you want to stop? Do you want to continue? How can I help you? And work from there. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean to stop. It's just, hey, you do you. But thank you for trying. So it's kind of nice when everybody knows the end result of what's going to happen. Even if you can't get there, it's okay. Now, you're not broken. This is very, very normal. But the leading number one cause, aside from all of the psycho thing, of the fake orgasm, it's the lack of sex ed. It's the lack of people knowing pleasure, because no one teaches you pleasure. When you learn about sex, you learn about the dangers of it. You learn about pregnancy and STDs, or maybe a quick instruction of how to unroll a condom, but there's no person that's going to teach you how to touch and make a body orgasm, or really what the purpose of a clitoris is, or how to give oral. And then you're face-to-face and intimate with somebody, and it takes time. True orgasms aren't like porn, when just a penis is going to penetrate and a few pumps happen and that's all it takes. Most porn admits to being for entertainment only purposes, with the exception of some new brands that are kind of popping up that are real sex, and I'll get into those in this episode too. But most people found porn and maybe it's all they know. So if you're new, if you're like with a new partner, lucky you, because you kind of have this opportunity for establishing really good communication from the get-go. And if you're with a partner that you've been with for a really long time, like I'm saying, we should definitely try to unlearn some of the things that are holding you back from living the potential of what you want and you desire and the orgasms that you deserve for your sex life, okay? It doesn't have to be fake orgasms. So if you're having trouble telling your partner, hey, I want to be touched like this. Hey, you know what's going to make me get there is if you do this for me, is if you talk dirty to me, is if you use a vibrator, is if you use your tongue like this. We need to learn this way of talking to people. And I know it's going to be new if you haven't done it already, but all it takes is one time. Because I guarantee that no matter what you say, that's going to give you the awesome reaction, the real deal orgasm. And watching your facial movements, your body movements, just everything from your partner, it's going to really turn them on. Don't let it frighten you. Do not let it be scary to you to say what you desire. And if your partner has something negative to say about it, then I hate to tell you guys, but maybe, I don't know, sex is a really big, important part in your life. So if your partner has something negative to say, that could be a real talk one-on-one about why they would react in a negative light. So that could be a whole different conversation. But let's talk about how to get rid of these fake orgasms. So like I'm saying, the number one reason that all this is happening is lack of sex ed. So maybe your partner hasn't gotten to really explore your body, and they're just doing the same old song and dance that they've maybe done on other partners with your body. And your body isn't as accepting of these, or maybe it's not a sensation that you like. Maybe they're too soft and you like something rough, or vice versa. You gotta tell them. So figure out yourself. You know, masturbation is the best tool to figure out what you like yourself. And if you don't know, that could be a whole nother conversation that we can talk about. But throw some ideas around. Watch porn. Figure out what it is that kind of turns you on. Figure out what strokes your body likes to be touched. Your nipples, your clitoris, your vagina, your vulva. And if you're a penis owner, all the same body parts for yourself. The prostate, the penis, frenulum, scrotum, everything, you know? Pull, tug, caress all these little areas on your body and see what you like. And then show your partner your new moves. You could have an orgasm. Mutually masturbate and show them exactly how you like to be touched. You could even have them watch you orgasm so they can kind of learn those body movements and motions. That could be really fun. for when you guys come back together. And of course, I'm always suggesting toys, right? But the best one, I mean, for a clitoris, if you have a clitoris, buy the Womanizer. You'll thank me later. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's a hands kind of free tool that you can kind of set right on the clitoris and then have intercourse, and it's going to feel like oral there. So if you like that sensation, which a lot of women do, especially that clitoral massage, try that for intercourse if you don't want a ton of foreplay like what I've maybe suggested in the past. Or if you are still a little nervous about having that conversation, try it out. See how it goes for you. See if your body is getting there. And you guys, if you like something off the wall that I haven't suggested, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. That's just what you like, and that's awesome. It's great that you found what you like. Bring it to your partner. See how you guys do with it together. Or maybe you've tried everything and you still can't get to that orgasm. You are not broken. I just want to tell you guys that. Like, there's nothing wrong with somebody that hasn't reached orgasm. Some people can't, and that's okay. Okay? Of course, the people that are trying to achieve that and still haven't gotten there, I know how frustrating that can be when you're trying so hard and you're like, did that happen? And it's nothing. Did that happen? And it's nothing. You will know when it happens. It's like your body is like in this weird shock kind of that you can't let go of. Like if you voluntarily are like, okay, stop, and your body doesn't stop, right? That's how you know. Because I have a lot of customers and a lot of questions of people like, well, I think I did, but I'm not sure. You probably didn't, okay? So that's all right. Keep at it. And if it's a goal of yours, then hey, you'll get there. It just takes time. Your body kind of gives trouble, I guess, when it's nervous. Like a lot of women have a really hard time producing vaginal lubrication when they're nervous, which is really interesting because like excited nervous, I feel like you do produce a lot more lubrication. But for some people that like overwhelming anxiety kicks in and it completely dries it all out. And then you get in your head about, oh my gosh, I'm trying to show them that I'm excited and I wish that I was wet and I'm not, I'm bone dry. And listen, it's very normal. I just want to throw that in for you guys because if you are faking it because you can't get there, but you don't want to piss your partner off, like, you're not alone. I have that question happen. Oh my goodness, so often, okay? So this is just a little encouragement for you guys that maybe know what you like, but then when you're face to face with your partner and they're kind of doing their own thing and then you're just kind of faking it to make them happy, I need that to stop. I need that to stop because if you know what you like and you guys can't communicate about it, then what do you have together? Okay? I don't know. So tell them the sensations that you enjoy and be able to be honest about that. It's so important, and truthfully, you deserve it. Most humans are sexual beings, so we've had the opportunity to explore ourselves and to know what feels good. We know how we like our feet rubbed or our back massaged. So why should we not know what kind of touching that we want on our intimate areas, okay? Tell your partner. And maybe it could be an awesome goal of you guys to like, okay, we're going to break this fake orgasm. We are going to give you the real deal today, okay? And I never want to see the fake happen again. It's a really golden thing to tell your partner and to come clean that, hey, unfortunately, I've been faking my orgasm and I don't feel comfortable doing that anymore. Our relationship is really serious to me and sex is really serious to me with you and I want to connect with you. So I like to be touched like this. Can we try that? Can I show you? Would you be interested in me showing you? And maybe you can get me there tonight. And you could even, you know, I mean, have a really great time with that. If that sounds scary to you guys, tell me. I mean, I'm looking always for different ways of spinning this conversation. So, because I know how uncomfortable it can be, but it's a really golden thing to be able to do it. So I'm always looking for these different ways for you guys to maybe incorporate it in your relationships and for me to coach you if you need that extra encouragement on how to bring it up or how to keep the conversation going and hopefully no one's feelings get hurt, because it can be a really sensitive topic. Orgasm, sex, they're always going to think that they're not good enough. That's the problem, I think, is that they get self-reflective and think that they're not good enough. But that's not the case. You know that, right? You still are having sex with them. you still want to have sex with them. It's just that your body is different maybe than what they've been with before, or they have this really sexy idea of it would be great to touch you like this, and maybe they like that momentarily, but if they really want to have your body do the thing that they want it to do, orgasm, then that conversation has to be in place, and maybe a different little stroking has to be in place. You guys, if you have questions, please email me. My email is Haley, it's Haley at loverslane.com. I'm on Instagram under Intimacy Advisor Podcast. I'm on Twitter under IA_pod, and our Facebook handle is Intimacy Advisor Podcast. I want to hear from you. Tell me how it went when you finally told your partner that you were faking it. Tell me how it went when you finally experienced your first orgasm without faking it with your partner. Tell me these stories. I'm all ears, ready to help if you need it, but just interested in how this went for you. So I will talk to you guys then, and I will talk to you guys also next Monday. Bye-bye.
Couples that play together, stay together.